Hi, this is Mark. This week has been one of the most difficult weeks I've had in many, many years, and I'm saying something, believe me. To make a long story short, I lost 16 gigs of virtually irreplaceable information from my network-attached storage drive. I lost it because the iOmega drive, 1 terabyte drive I had, pretty much went belly up. I won't get into the details, but let's just say I can't get it back. Fortunately for me, everything that was on the iOmega drive is also on my iPhone. So now I'm left with the challenge of getting the information, the media, from my iPhone back to my computer. I have begun using a program called iRip, and that's a nice piece of software. Unfortunately, and it's a Windows and Macintosh, it does take the data from the iPhone and put it back on your computer, but it doesn't do it by the playlist. And what do I mean by that? I mean that I have a playlist called Jukebox, and in that playlist, I have songs from everywhere, 81 different songs. And I had originally placed each of the MP3 files in a directory folder called Jukebox on the original. So when I rip it using iRip from my iPhone back to the computer, it's organizing the music back according to album and artist. So where even though all the songs should be in one folder called Jukebox, which is the name of the playlist, it's putting them in as if I had purchased it from iTunes or Amazon.com. So while that's better than nothing, it really is going to take me a long time to get back up and running. So what I'm asking for, if any of you could help me, I'd really appreciate this. If you know any software package that will run, I know there's one called Snooty. I have not used it yet. It's Mac only, and I prefer to work in Windows, Windows XP to be exact. If you know of a piece of software that will get the information off my iPhone and have it organized, you know, according to the playlist. So if I have a playlist, again, called Jukebox, it's not going to care about the album artist. It's just going to take the MP3 files, the source files, and put them where in a folder called Jukebox. That's what I'm really looking for. I have tried. I've gone to Leo Laporte's Tech Guy Lab site, and I've looked at a lot of the applications. And you know, some of these applications claim to do more than they can. The only one I found that works at all, again, was iRip, and I'm not exactly pleased with it. I think it cost me $20, but it'll get the job done. It'll just do it very slowly. So I'd appreciate that if I'm going to be posting this on my blog, and I'm also going to post it to a couple of lists. So if you have any suggestions at all, please either reply to the list or you know to my list email address, which you'll have, or if you're seeing this on my blog and you're just tuning in or you're listening to it as a podcast, if you could send me an email, send it to musicman. That's all one word: MUSICMAN. At candleshore.com. Not Candleshore blog, okay? But Candleshore, CANDLESHORE.com, and I sure would appreciate it. Here's one more thing. Take it from Mark. Back it up, okay? I've learned a valuable lesson. Yes, I do have backups, but this particular drive, believe it or not, was my backup of sort. So I'm very fortunate that the drive I lost was on the iPhone. So at least the information still there, albeit painful to retrieve, it seems like. So please take it from people that tell you, back it up. My plan now is I'm having this drive that went belly up. It's under warranty. They're going to replace that. I'll have that in a couple of days. And then I'm going to get another drive that I will use to back up all of my network and then keep that off-site. I'm not a big fan of online backup or putting in the cloud. I just don't like people having that kind of information. Plus, it takes too long. So please don't make the mistake I made. But for the fact that I have keep my iPhone updated regularly, I would really be in trouble because this stuff took me months and months to rip off of traditional CDs. There you have it. So I'm asking for help, and I'm suggesting that you do a backup. I think that's all I have to say. Oh, one more thing. I've done some research. Up until this point, I've been using iOmega drives, and based on what I've seen and my personal experience, and I'll give iOmega credit for one thing. They have very good customer support, and they really do care about their customers. But the drives themselves, according to my research, are not the most reliable. I wish I had known that before I put all this information. So I'm going to go with a Western Digital drive next time. Okay, take care. make a joyful noise. I'm making one, even though it's taken me 4 days to get to this point because I've pretty much gone through a major depression trying to get this thing up and running. And yes, I did use SpinRite to try to get the information off the drive, and it's unrecoverable. And I'm not, I guess I could go to one of those drive data recovery places, but that's a minimum of $400 up to $3,200. And I don't even think I'd pay for a kidney if they cost that much. So anyway, okay, this is Mark signing off. Make a joyful noise, back it up, and send me an email if you have a suggestion, okay? Again, I prefer to work in Windows, but if you have a Macintosh app that'll work, that would be great. Take care. Bye-bye.